This is Radio X.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW.
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
Radio X. The world at play.
Welcome, this is Lee Middleton and time for our weekly trawl through the sporting world as we round up some of the big stories from the world of play. Coming up, Lewis Hamilton grabbed the win he badly needed in the US, but there's still plenty of work to be done for the reigning Formula One champion. A turning point in Indian cricket is making world news and Jose Mourinho was back at Stamford Bridge for the first time since being sacked, and it's a trip he will want to forget. But we'll start this week with tennis, and Juan Martin Del Potro has moved back into the world's top 50 after his first ATP title win in almost 3 years. The Argentinian beat American Jack Sock to win the Stockholm Open on Sunday and climbs to number 42 in the world rankings. Del Potro, who is now 28, missed much of the 2014 and 2015 seasons with wrist injuries, and he was ranked 1,045th in the world back in February. In the ladies' side of things, the world number one, Angelique Kerber, overcame stern resistance from Slovakia's Dominika Cibulková to win her opening match at the WTA Finals. The German lost the first set on a tie break before winning the second 6-2 and the third 6-3 as the eight-player season-ending event got underway in Singapore. Romanian third seed Simona Halep beat American sixth seed Madison Keys 6-2, 6-4 in the other match in the red group. To rugby union and the European Champions Cup at the weekend, there were wins for Leicester, Connaughts, Montpellier, Munster, Saracens, Quatre, Clermont Auvergne and Ulster, with the game between Stade Toulousain and Wasps finishing 20 points each. One of, if not the most famous or maybe infamous football manager of the last decade, made his return at the weekend to the club that sacked him. Jose Mourinho took his Manchester United side to Stamford Bridge on Sunday to face Chelsea, and to be honest, probably wished that he hadn't bothered. All eyes on Mourinho's team as the special one returned to his former club. It took less than 30 seconds for Chelsea to score the first of four goals in what would turn out to be a rather embarrassing drubbing for the Red Devils, who lost 4-0. Now, in most sports these days, some sort of official review system using television technology is pretty much the norm. Cricket has been using the Hawkeye system for a number of years now, but one country who've never been keen on the decision review system is India. However, they're in the news this week as it's all about to change. It's been confirmed that the decision review system will be used in England's test series in India starting next month after the hosts agreed to trial the technology. India, the only test team not to have accepted DRS, which involves predicting the ball's path. Now, the Board of Control for Cricket in India said it will evaluate the improvements. Now, believe it or not, India and Sri Lanka were involved in the very first series that featured umpire reviews back in 2008. But that series didn't involve ball tracking technology being used to predict the track of the ball. Sport moves on, though, but you can't help feeling that things may be a little tense when that test series gets underway. Lewis Hamilton took the win he so desperately needed at the United States Grand Prix, but there's still a long road ahead if he's to win a fourth Formula One world title this year. Hamilton's seventh win of the season was also the 50th of his career. It puts him just one behind Alain Prost in second place in the all-time list behind Michael Schumacher's 91 wins. But Hamilton remains 26 points behind his Mercedes teammate Nico Rosberg. He finished second, partially thanks to a bit of a stroke of luck for the British driver in the timing of a virtual safety car. Formula One moves to Mexico this weekend. Just three races remaining. It looks like things are going down to the wire in the Formula One Drivers' Championship. couple of other sporting stories to round things off for you this week. Five-time world snooker champion Ronnie O'Sullivan says he's not good enough to compete with the best players in the world. The Englishman beat Zhao Guodong to reach round two of the international championship in China. The world number nine said he's nowhere near the level he was 2 years ago and continued by saying, "I haven't had any good results, but that tells you where I am with my game." He won his sixth Masters title back in January. He also won the Welsh Open in February. But since then, he's lost in the first round of the World Grand Prix, the second round of the World Championships in April, and only made it through to the last 16 in the Shanghai Masters and the last 32 at the English Open. We finish with baseball, and the Chicago Cubs will be hoping to end what is now the most infamous run of failure in US sport. Never a nice thing to have on your back when they face the Cleveland Indians in the World Series, which starts on Tuesday. Remarkably, the finale features the two franchises who've been waiting longer than any other to win a championship. Cleveland's last title came back in 1948, and the Cubs, despite being one of the most world-famous and historic franchises in baseball, haven't won a World Series since 1908. And the next time we speak, we'll know how that World Series has got on in the first few games. And we'll also take a look at the sporting events happening next weekend. Come and join me on Friday for the weekend edition of The World at Play.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW. Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
This is Radio X.